Soon I'll stop that mighty river shining down below. On ahead I'll see just across that river bridge. Say that I've called home ever since I was a kid. It's a place of pride and beauty, full of mountains, streams, and lakes. Yeah, there's a reason that the people here call it the natural state. And no matter where you travel, Little Rock or Old Fort Smith, the people here will shake your hand and welcome you right in. Arkansas, there's no place I'd rather be. Even though I travel through Texas and Tennessee, Arkansas, some folks might think we're small, but we can play some ball and give the hogs a call. And I'm proud to say I'm from Arkansas, y'all.
All right, welcome back. 12:32. That is the voice of Blaine Howard. I'm not sure who's responsible for the guitar play. It may be Blaine Howard as well. We're going to find out right now because look who's on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. It's Blaine Howard, oddly enough. Blaine, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm very fine.
I saw the
you.
Video. He is responsible for the guitar.
Is that right?
And he's playing it in some sweet-looking Razorback kind of jumpsuit type deal. Looks
stole
really
it off
cool.
The back of Brett Bielema, I bet.
It looks it's nice. Was that a Nike that you
it
were
is.
Yeah.
It is.
Is there any other brand?
A couple years.
Hello?
No, I guess not. Back in the day when I played, we were Converse.
Blaine, in addition to being friends with J.D. Ashley, which is really the most important thing I know about you right now, what's your background? Tell us a little bit about you. You grew up here? You grew up in Arkansas?
Yep, grew up in Arkansas. I grew up in Hot Springs, went to high school there, and grew up playing sports and always doing music too. And after high school, just decided to pursue a music career. So moved to Nashville with Belmont University. You've probably seen them in the NCAA tournament.
You
given,
bet there.
Given Duke a scare a couple of years ago. But went there, got a music degree, and graduated there a few years back and just been pursuing a music career since then.
Do you make Nashville your home now?
Yes, I live there permanently now, but we play a lot of shows in Arkansas, so I get a lot of time back in the state, which is nice.
What do you say, if you had to give me an average, how often you're on the road each month, let's say playing, how many days out of the month? Nights?
It can vary. Last summer we were on the road pretty often. Last summer and fall, I think between May and October we played around 50 shows, so probably at least one to two weekends a month during the summer and fall.
Blaine,
and trying to add to it at all times.
Blaine Howard joining us. If you're just tuning in, Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. He is he has one of the songs up for the song that will officially represent the state in a campaign that's going on right now. You can vote at Arkansas.com, and I think there are eight or nine competitors. Is that right?
I think there's seven finalists.
Okay,
seven. Yeah.
How did you find out about the contest? How did you get the song together? How did you enter it? How did all that go down?
Actually, I had no idea. I was home for Christmas holiday, and my mom had heard about it from a family friend of ours. And I had tried writing songs about Arkansas in the past and just never really finished them, but decided, I'm going to sit down and do this one. You never know. Somebody might end up liking it. And if it doesn't make the finals, then that's okay. But ended up just writing it about my personal experience and how I feel whenever I'm coming back to Arkansas and that feeling I get when I'm crossing the Mississippi into the state and all that stuff.
Yeah, once you're pulled away, I'm sure you do learn to appreciate it more. It's like with Razorback basketball. I mean, when Pat and his team went to the Sweet 16, we thought, well, this will just continue on. It'll be like that all the time.
Considered a down year at the time.
Who knew? Who knew that was the last time they'd go to the Sweet 16 again for a long time? So strange.
Yep. I think we're not far off there, though. I think Mike's got them going the right way.
I don't think there's any question about that. You haven't been sucked into the Vanderbilt deal, have you? You're not a Vanderbilt fan now, secretly, are you?
Not at all. Not at all.
I do love Nashville, though. It is a great town to live in, I'm sure.
Is it bad that one of my favorite things about going to Nashville is hitting up the White Castle? Is there something wrong with me?
It's kind of stupid, because there are a lot of great restaurants there.
I love the White Castle.
As many restaurants as there are in Nashville, you hit up the White Castle.
That sets the bar for me. I don't know what it is.
You know, Blaine, Pat's a blue collar.
Good.
Yeah, he's a blue collar guy. Good. It doesn't take a lot to impress him. He can drink your tea with your little pinky out. It's just
champagne,
not how Pat
drinks cocktails.
Yeah, it's just
you and your highfalutin friends, Blaine.
So, who have you played with anybody famous that we would know?
I have actually. I had a chance to open for a couple of big acts a few years back. I opened for Blake Shelton,
mm-hmm.
and Trey Atkins, and Joe Nichols.
Very good.
And this past summer at the Arkansas State Fair, I also got to open for Charlie Daniels Band.
Man, cool. Big time.
Cool. So. What other Arkansans do you run into in Nashville? Because I know of a few. Yeah, there's quite a few that go up there and...
Well, I know
chasing the dream.
Matt Stella spent some time with us on the show. I know
David Adam Burns,
Susan Irwin, who is a piano guru. She's
a
travels
guru.
Through Nashville gurus. Among other places. But yeah, anybody from Arkansas you run into over there?
I've never run into any of those people in Nashville.
Really,
Nashville,
none of those hacks.
But you never. I mean, in Nashville, everybody you're in town for 4 days and then you're out for 4 days, so nobody seems to be in town at the same time. But I met. Some of the first people I met when I got to college were Arkansas fans. You'd run into people on campus that had Arkansas shirts on. One of my my drummer now actually is from Jonesboro.
When did you finish at Belmont?
I finished in 2010.
2010. Now, one of the Heffley girls was out there, you know, Heffley from this area.
Sure.
His daughter went out to Belmont. She's a singer. She's a singer. I'm sure you probably didn't bump into her. Fact or fiction, Blaine, one of the characters from Nashville, the TV show, is based on you and your character and your life and times.
As far as I know, that's fiction.
They're keeping that under wraps. They don't want to have to give you any kickbacks. See how that works?
Kind of like Gary West being the logo.
They don't want to have to pay me any extra money.
I got a buddy who I grew up in Des Moines. There was a guy that I worked with that was like a classically, he may have gone to like Juilliard or something, a classically trained guitarist that's... plays around Nashville, and I live in Nashville.
Classically trained guitarist. I didn't know that you can become a classically trained guitarist.
You can.
Violinist, yay.
Yeah, he went to a very fancy music school out east somewhere. And anyway, my boy Terry Luther. Yeah, he's a piece of work now. You want to talk about a guy? This guy might be sicker in the head than my boy Matty T. That is saying something.
Blaine, quick question about the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to keep up with the daily results? I didn't see that on.
As far as I know, I don't believe so. I think the Arkansas Tourism Department is kind of keeping track. But
so, in addition to $1 million payday, what do you get for winning? I mean, they're going to use your song in ads, or what's the deal?
As far as I know, they're going to use your song to advertise the state in ads, and also on their website. And they're also there's a small cash prize, and then they're paying for a professional studio recording and a professional music video.
I'd imagine the perks of being able to play in a lot of big Arkansas festivals with you having the song would be another great side to being voted on as the winner of this, too.
It's definitely helps a lot, being able to play the big shows, play at the State Fair, and I've played at Magic Springs a couple times in front of some big crowds, and that's always a big benefit when it comes to stuff like this.
Blaine, J.D. Ashley, who I mentioned moments ago, he's my life coach and my he's my
whoa.
He's my golf coach, and he's a very talented guy himself. How'd you two cross paths?
I know J.D. through my dad. My dad is the GM at Hot Springs Country Club, and J.D. plays in our four ball.
Is that right?
Every year.
Dad's a GM at Hot Springs Country Club.
Gotta go ahead and give my dad a shout out. He's the 2014 ASGA Hall of Fame inductee.
Take your time. Give him a shout out.
Barry Howard, gotta give him a shout out.
Barry!
I'd like to praise him in person for about 4 hours sometime this spring or summer, maybe.
We want an exclusive expose with Barry Howard.
Next time you're in town, maybe we can get a little foursome together down at Hot Springs Country
Club. Last time I played down there was Justin Moore. Was playing Magic Springs. We went down and played golf with him before the show.
I've not played it since they had the renovations and the new, what was it, the park course? Is that what they renamed it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's in great shape.
Yep. Well, good deal. Well, Blaine, good luck with everything. When are you going to be in town again playing?
I will be in. We're working on stuff for March. We have some private events going on. Playing a sorority party.
I was just going to say, if you're playing a sorority, Pat wants to go, and he says we're going to a sorority.
How much do you have to pay them to play at the sorority?
A lot.
Are you single? Are you single, Blaine?
I'm sorry?
Are you single?
I am not single.
Okay.
I'm not married, but I do have a girlfriend.
Well, you didn't say you hit that sorority house up.
Needless to say, I may need to bring a single person with me, so Pat, if you're interested.
Security.
Blaine's your wingman. Sorry, ladies, don't touch Blaine. Touch me all you like.
And if you do it well on me, Blaine's all yours. Just get a pass.
Works for me.
TB test.
Everybody needs some scungy backstage guy that you got to get through to get to the big band. So if you hook up with me, I'll get you an autograph. No problem.
Did you meet your fine lady in Nashville at a show?
I did not. She's from Arkansas.
Oh, classy gal.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, you know what you're doing.
Is she a musician?
Yeah. She is not.
Does she live here?
She does. She lives in Little Rock. She works for the American Heart Association.
Oh, well, God bless her. The long-distance relationship, man, that's tough.
And she's got a lot going
You're a hot commodity. You're a high demand. I mean, she's got a. That's got to be tough. She's got to be a very secure woman.
Well, I think I'm the one that has to be the secure one because she's the catch.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then, big man, have you written a song for her?
That's a good one. I've started a couple.
Okay.
Maybe I need to work on those and finish them.
How long have you been together?
Yeah.
We've been together a year and a half or so.
Oh, well, that's a long time. Okay.
That's getting close to commitment time, my friend Blake. Listen, you either got to decide, are you in or are you out? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, no, take your time, bro. I mean this from the guy who's almost 40 and has...
I've been out many times.
Well, you did get engaged once. I'll give you that.
I did, yeah. Yeah. Get the ring back, too.
He did. Anyway, Blaine, we're going to let you go before this gets anywhere, but good luck with the contest. I think people who listen to the show regularly know there's somebody else that's in the contest that we're good buddies with. But your song is fantastic, and we love to root for Arkansans who are making it in the music industry, and we like to have lots of friends in that world. So we wish you luck, and next time you come in town, let's get you up in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you're up to it, we can hit around the golf somewhere.
That'd be good. That'd be good. We need to get back over to Nashville. I went over for the SEC basketball tournament last year after Pat abandoned me, and it was great. I love Nashville. There are a lot of great steakhouses, and that arena is fantastic. And
White Castle.
Yeah. White Castle.
No, actually, there's a great Caribbean restaurant down there as well.
You know, the Palm restaurant is right across the street from Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been.
And then we went to some other place. Oh, it's near the Vanderbilt campus. I can't remember the name of it. Gino's.
What kind of place was it?
It's a steakhouse. I can't.
Wasn't Jimmy Kelly's?
Jimmy Kelly's. That's it, babe.
Oh, Jimmy Kelly.
I had a stuffed
the old Irish steak.
I had a stuffed filet. It was outstanding.
Nashville is the spot for SEC tournament if you're in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. That's where you want to be at.
Blaine Howard, last meal: Jimmy Kelly's or White Castle? What's it going to be?
I am a steak and potatoes man all the way. Had to be Jimmy Kelly.
Sorry, Pat.
Do you know how long it takes you to digest a White Castle meal? That'll be in you. If it's your last meal, it'll be in you for about 2 years, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not planning on being executed afterwards. Maybe if I was going to the table and they're going to put a needle in my arm, I might go White Castle. But anyway.
It's so small, the little onions on the top.
Blaine, good luck. Go to Arkansas.com. You can vote for Blaine's song or whichever one moves you. But we appreciate the time. We wish you lots of luck. We'll visit again soon.
All right. I appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Someday we'll say, I knew him when. I knew him when.
They ain't got nothing on Wendy's, though. I'll tell you that.
You know, Chabot at White Castle, cowboy.